Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth ayah of the Mishnah Berurah, getting close to the end of Simon Tov Tzadi Ches, which deals with the halachos of Shechtig on Yontif. We left off yesterday talking about a Bechor. We've begun in Sif Tes with the din of a Bechor. That is an animal, of course, it's not allowed to be Shechta today if it doesn't have a blemish. So are you allowed to show this to a Talmud Chacham? We said no. And we said, even if you went and showed it to a Talmud Chacham, and it in fact does have a mum, you're not allowed to go and shecht on it. And we had begun reading the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Beis. We're up to the very end of the Mishnah Berurah over there. And we had said that the reason why, even if you showed it to a Talmud Chacham, or to three head Yotim, and they paskin that it was a mum, you still can't use that animal, shecht it, and use it, because the lo asika daite shim so chacham, because nobody had in mind beforehand that they're going to find the Talmud Chacham, or even afilu shlosha hedyotos, shiyavru a iser dein roon movement, that anybody would go over this iser. So therefore, it's out of their mind, and it's muktzah. We finish off the last two lines of this Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun Beis, because of opposing the Lekuli Alma Osim. In this situation, everybody holds it as Muktzah. Afilu l'man d'shori Muktzah be'alma b'yontif. Even according to the lenient opinion, we had a whole machlokas already many times as to whether it's Muktzah on Yontif or not. Even according to the lenient opinion, said there is no Muktzah on Yontif. Behesach hadas kazet. In a situation like this, we have no expectation that you're going to find a Talmud Chacham that's going to go against the din and declare this animal to be a Balmum on Yontif. So in this situation, behesach hadas kazet, modu the also, even the opinion that's lenient will say over here that you can't go and shecht such an animal. Now we continue on the very top line in the Mechaber, in the middle of the line, he says, Avol im nolad bimumo v'ovar v'ra'o. If an animal was born on Yontif and it has a mum, so it never had a moment that it didn't have the mum, then nishchat apiv. Then if the Talmud Chacham says this is a mum, you are allowed to go, in fact, and go and shecht it via his statement. So the Bir Halacha, the Ramasul Nishra Pivi says, how do we know that it really completed its maturity and that it's a full term baby, a full term calf or goat or sheep? So then, if we don't have that ability to say so, the Prima Gun brings down, then Ein L'shachtu, then you're right. What you said previously still applies over here too. This is assuming that you did know that it had a full-term status. And we pointed out that nowadays you might be able to know that because of the way the animals are husbanded. The animals are only allowed to mate at certain times. Also, you may have technology today. In any event, if you do know that it's full-term, then you could shecht it in this situation. Mishnah Berurah explains this if Katan and Gimel. I know Shinolad B'yontov Umumimo. It was born on Yontif with the mum already there. Lack of kamishu muktzah. Here you don't have the problem of muktzah that we just said a moment ago. Shari ben hashmoshos hayoroya yavlad lechol agav imo im hayoshochta. Because this fetus inside the mother is not considered muktzah at the start of the ben hashmoshos of yontif. Because if you wanted to, you could have shechted the mother, and the fetus would have been perfectly good because the mother was good. And therefore, lahachi afki shenolad idche. And therefore, even when it's born, you might have said it should be pushed aside. Shari nesa kos man shalo itiru chacham. Because until a chacham comes and says that you're allowed to shecht it, it's a mum, so for a period of time, it's born, let's say, 10 o'clock at night. So at the start of the Bein HaShemoshes at 6 o'clock, it was perfectly right because it was inside the mother. Now at 10 o'clock, it's pushed aside. The Chacham comes and sees it, and 10 o'clock the next morning, he declares that it's a mum, you'd be allowed to shecht it. Now the Chacham comes and declares that it's not a tam, it's a mum, ain't less of Mishim Muktzah. Here, the reason of Muktzah doesn't apply. Shari ben hashmashos lohayosu muktzah, shalohayo muktzah. It wasn't muktzah during the ben hashmashos, and we have the rule. Only if it's muktzah during the ben hashmashos is it muktzah all day long. And therefore, the imnolad, in this situation, where it is born with the mum, so it never was muktzah. Then the Mishmur adds, the imnolad tam v'humam bo bayom, if it was born without a mum, and then it got a mum on that day, so one can make the same argument, then ayin in the bir halacha echdino. What would be the halacha here? If you look in the bir halacha, the ramaskel, avol imnolad b'mumo, so he brings down, in this situation was born tam and it got a mum on that very day. There's a big machlokas over here. The Pri Chodesh says, Gam Kein Shari, according to the opinion over here, that it's not muktzah by the one that's born with a mum, so it's not muktzah over here as well, because there's no concept of muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. And this seems to be the opinion as well of some others. However, the Prima Godem, the Chemed Moshe, disagree. And then the Chofetz Chaim brings down also from the Meiri, he finds that he disagrees, and he concludes at the end, Harib Behedra, the Lo Pri Chadosh. It seems that the Pri Chadosh is incorrect to say that the same din would apply over here, even if it was Nolad without a mum, and it got a mum on that first day of Yontif. Chaber continues and says, V'imra ha-mum me'er of Yontif. If the Talmud Chacham saw the mum actually before Yontif started, V'ra shu mum, and he said, this is a mum, Sheroy lishalchet olav, and you could go and shecht based upon this mum. So then, yochel lachkor lov biyontov im nofal ba mum me'elav matiro. So all the Talmud Chacham said is this is a mum, but he didn't go through all the drishos and chakiras, all the investigations to see that it wasn't a wound that was made by the owner. A wound that's a wound, so that you can shecht on that wound if it occurred naturally. But if the owner made it, then you can't go and use that wound to go and matir the bechor. So he saw that it was a real mum. That's what he saw before Yontif. But he still didn't do all the investigations to make sure that it wasn't man-made, that it wasn't done intentionally and purposely, which would make it not allowed to be shechted on it. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, even though you didn't do all those drishas and chakiras beforehand, that you can do on Yontif to see if the mum came im nofal bo amum me'el of a matiro. Then, as long as it came by itself, you could be matir it on Yontif because you looked at it before Yontif. What's the reasoning? So Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nundala tells us, Rotsalomar, De'echosh ikor riyas ha'bechor hayo be'erev Yontif, since he really declared it on Erev Yontif, da'inu she'in bedino, he looked into it, im mum kavu or not, whether it was a permanent mum or not, v'huska metzlo, and he was certain, shehu mum gomer, he knew this is a real mum, so he declares that this is a mum. However, Raksh Lochok Avidorah, she didn't do the Drishas of Chakiritz over here, the investigation, Adayin Imlo Posha Abal Bechor, Benefilas Mum. Did the owner make this? Because she called Mum Shalom Nofal Meyatzwa, if the Mum doesn't come by itself, El Acherim Garmelo Bechavonah, if somebody caused it intentionally, then Eno Choshev Mum Lishachit Al Pip, then even though it's a Mum, you're not allowed to Shecht based upon this Mum. So if this is the only thing that was missing, Bazeh, Mishbur explains the Mechaber is telling us Mutulo Lasus Chakira Drishus Gam Yontif. The Drishus and Chakiras you can do on Yontif. The Ein Zeh Bechlal Ein Roin Mumim Yontif. That doesn't fall into the category that you're not allowed to go and look at Mumim on Yontif. Then the Mechaber, the Ramah tells us over here, and he says Hagah V'im Nofal Bechor Lebor. If your Bechor falls into a bor, so Asul Alosi, you're not allowed to go bring it out from the pit. Daha Ein Roin Lishchachto because it's Muktzah. You're not allowed to go and move it because you're not allowed to shecht it because it didn't have a mum. Ella, what should you do? You don't want the animal to die. Oselo parnosa bimkomo. Brings out from the Rambam. You go feed it down in the pit. You take care of it down in the pit, but you're not allowed to bring it up out of the pit. Mishbur explains in Sivkot Nunhei, la'afilu humam machmas nifiloso. And even if it got a mum when it fell down into the pit. Ukedimisayim doha v'chule, as it says over here, doha ain't a royal shachtu. He's not allowed to go shecht that animal. It doesn't make a difference why he can't shecht it. It didn't have a mum, or it had a mum that fell on Yontif. So he's not allowed to go and shecht it. So therefore, the tiltu, shalom l'tzorach, shchita asur. And you're moving it over here, not for the tzorach of shchita, therefore it would be asur. So what should you do in this situation? You make the parnas in that place. Ella, osalo parnas in makom, mishabur and sivkot nun gov tells us, v'yafa gav de posach ha-mechaber el and simen tov tzadidai and siv beiz, d'chol davashu muktzo asur litin lamazonos. Hey, it's muktzo, how can you feed it? He says, hacha yitiru shalo yomus. Here, we allow you to feed it because it shouldn't die. Now, Dishu footnote number 50 tells us, Ach, im eino som es hamazonus lefon of mamish. We said there that as long as you don't put the food directly in front of it, el berichu ktsasi, put it a little bit away. But b'chai bov yochel, we said that that's allowed because there's a hecker. So to over here, there's a hecker, so it's not a problem to go and feed the animal. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Oso v'yez b'no, shenofel l'bar. We have a din in the Torah that says you're not allowed to shecht the animal and the child of the animal or the parent of the animal and saying the Oso v'yez b'no. So my focus is applied to a male animal as well. Certainly the din is the mother and the child. You're not allowed to shecht on the same day. So if you have the mother and the child animal, the shenofel l'bar, so the mother cow and the calf fall into the bar, both together. Now, malus harishon, since they don't have a mum, it's not a bechor, so we're talking about an animal, you're allowed to take it out because you want to shecht it. So therefore, you're allowed to be metaltal because you want to shecht it. So you're allowed to do a harama, you're allowed to do a trick over here. Malas arishon, amanas shochto. I'm bringing out the mother in order to go and shecht it. Now, they no shochto, then you don't shecht it. And then v'chozer, umarim, you can go back and do this legal loophole, umalas asheni, and bring up the other one. You took out the mother the first time, you were doing it to shecht it. Oh, I changed my mind. And now you bring up the baby, the calf, and you're going to go shecht it. And then, Rotzer Zer Shochet. They have to go shecht one of them, at least it sounds like, because you're only bringing them up because you want to go shecht them. So it seems to say over here, Rotzer Zer Shochet, you have to shecht this one, or you can shecht that one, but it's your choice. We'll see in a moment that that may not be exactly correct. Now, we look inside in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot Nun Zayin. The behemos ba'al mushanoflu, regular animals, not a bechor that fell in over here. Bevadi mutalo laloso, you're allowed to go bring them up, afal pi she'eino shochet them, even if you're not going to shecht them. Kivin shiruyin l'shchita, since they could be shechted, the efsho yitztarich lo, basar hachi, and you may need one of them later on because guests come. That's why on one animal falling in, you're allowed to bring it up. Aval osav yes, but no, there's no way you can shech both of them. Shal karcha chod lo chazya umatalta shalu tzark. Therefore, one of them you'd be moving for absolutely no halachically acceptable purpose. Valkein tzark lairin. That's why you have to do this trick over here. Sifkot nun chesi. You bring up the first one. Veino shalto. You don't have to shech the first one. Why? Shavotzi lo alila shemu chaveru shami menu. Because you could say over here, maybe the other one is fatter than it, and I want a nice fat one. The rabbis permitted this harama, this trick over here, mishum tzar balichayim, because you can't have the animal stay in the pit all day long. That's hard. And also, mishum hefzim mona, and because you're going to lose money in this situation, potentially the animal won't survive. And therefore, sivkot nuntes, rotz is a shokhe, you want to shech this, want to shech that one. So the Mishmur says, umashma di'al koponim, uchuyu lishchot echabiyem. It sounds like you have to shech one of them. However, there are many poskim. You can see this in Sharetzion, Osamach Tes, the Itur, the Shiboli Leket, the Meiri, and the Rashba, and the Vodas HaKodesh. They all seem to say, the Imrodse, Achakach Shalo, Lishchot Echmiyem, if you even don't want to shecht one of the two, Gamkein Horishus Biyado, you have the right to do that. Because the Al Koponim, Halah, is abandoned, because when you took them up, you were allowed to. However, he says, the Rashba writes in the Vodas HaKodesh, ideally, you should shecht one of them. So it shouldn't be so obvious you're doing this harama. The issue footnote number 54 brings down, the Af es ha'omur b'bavli, even though the Bavli, the more in basis, says, rotzo zeh shochet, which is the marker for this halacha. The Chazon Yecheskel writes, shenitan lafarish ba'ofer shelo yistor is dir yishami. You can learn our Gemara, so it shouldn't go and contradict the yishami. Shein kavanas ha'bavli shechayel lishchot esachomihem. Our Bavli is not telling us you must do this. And shelbo l'chadish, it's just coming to be mechadish over here, shelachar otzoas tasheni, yochal afil lishchot esachomihem. That even though you took up the first one, if you want to, you can shech the second one. Even though this way, it's clearly recognizable that the first one you brought up, the harama. Nevertheless, he says the simple understanding is you don't have to shecht either one of them. Just like if you bring a goat to the tabuch, and then when you get there, you change your mind. So it's not that you did something also. You had the halachic right to do so. You're allowed to bring the goat to the gedi, and you change your mind. So to here, you could pick up the first one from the pit and change your mind. You pick up the second one and change your mind. That is the lamaisa, although, as we brought down, one should be choshesh and maybe really try to shecht one of the two. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Behema, Chetzah Shalein Yehudi, Chetzah Shal Yisrael. You have a behema over here. Half of it belongs to a Jewish person, half of it belongs to a non-Jewish person. There's a partnership over here. Yecholim L'shach to be Yontif. You're allowed to go and shecht this animal on Yontif. It's not a problem that you're shechting on behalf of the non-Jewish person, which you're normally not allowed to do. And this is true, Ba'afilu Yesh Lahem Shtayim. Even if there are two, Yochol Ushtok Shteim, you could say, well, you take one and I'll take one. No, you're allowed to shecht each one if you wanted to, even though you're shechting 50% on behalf of the goy, which you wouldn't be allowed to do on Yontif. Mishbur says in Sivkot and Samach, Kivon D.E.F. Shor Lechizai is boss of Blishchita. Since you're not allowed to go and shecht, you're not allowed to eat any meat without having it shechted, you can't say you're shechting it only the half. You have to shecht the whole animal. And also, you saw Bishul Akum. Therefore, you're not doing it for the Akum. Klum, nothing. El Liatzim will say, I'm shechting because I need to eat it. No, you haven't owned half of it, but I'm not shechting it on your behalf. Sivkot Musamach Aleph, Mishbur says, Vafilu Yeshlam Shtayim, Dayo Efshal Omar. You could have possibly thought to say, Ima Akum Isratzel Lechalka and Yechalka Michaim. So, better to separate them while they're alive. You take animal A, I'll take animal B, and then I'll shecht only animal B, which would be totally for myself, rather than shechting both animal A, and I'll get half of it, and animal B, and I'll get half of it. So Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is, the Eino Mechuyv Lachluk. You don't have to do this. And Lo Miboyim Eino Tzorech Rach Chatzi Behema Liyontiv. And this is not only true if you only need half of the Behema. Im Kein Shkiachluk V'yitztorech Lishcho Behemto B'shul Ma'at HaBosu Shesorech Lo Yusir HaBosu Nisha. You'd lose the rest of the meat. El Afilu Tzorech Lekul Behema. Even if you need the whole animal. V'rozu Lishcho Shteim. And you want to shech both of them anyway. V'akum Nisratz Lachluk. And the Akum is even willing to be Cholek and take animal A versus animal B. You don't have to do this. Even if they're identical, so you can't say, well, I wanted a little bit of both because one is better. Because you have the right to say, no, maybe the meats won't be identical and this meat will be better. And I'd rather eat from the two, and therefore you're halachically allowed to. Furthermore, the Yesh Omrim, we furthermore say, Dima Akum Isratz Elitin Lo Hagedola Vatova. If the Akum is willing to give you the bigger and better one, also Lishchot HaShniyah, then in that situation, you have to go and separate.
However, Ochain, in my Yisrael, Shishokhain, Enu Nota Liatzmo, Kim Chelik Haptimi, Vichelik Acharayim, Maniach, Boor, La'akum Mishutav. But if you go in Shechtovi and you only take part of it, and you leave the other part for the Akum, go and take, then once you've done that, you certainly can go shecht the other one, because you're not doing anything for the chelik of the akum. And you want more basa. So you're leaving this for the akum, you're not doing anything, so you certainly can go shecht the second one. So these are the rules, how to go and shecht in this situation. A relatively short shiur today, we'll stop at this point.